I did get to do some things that were purely because of the position I was in and because of the boss I had. But at one point, Ignaz, who was my boss at Neiman's in the corporate office, he said, "I have a surprise for you." He was very good friends with a man named Ralph Pucci, who had he had a showroom in New York, but he was he did more than just rep a line. He was interested in art and furniture, and so his showroom he did specialize in mannequins, but he also sold beautiful, beautiful high-end furniture and artwork and props, and they had just designed a line of mannequins that Neiman's had bought into. And he said, "I, while you're in New York, I want you and Brad, my assistant, to go and have drinks with Ralph Pucci in his showroom." I thought, okay. And we showed up that evening and went into the showroom, and lo and behold, we got to meet Andrea Putman, who was one of the most influential female designers at the time, interior designers. She was French, and she was lovely. She was no nonsense, and I was scared to death. But by then, I'd learned that being scared to death is a good thing, as long as you kind of work around it. And the best thing to do is ask people questions. And I asked her, because I knew that she had just been working on redesigning the interior decor of the Concorde. And so I asked her, I said, "I know in a job like that, you're dealing with a lot of things that are very technical and very dependent on like weight and all these things that have to do with flight versus just aesthetics." I said, "Was there a challenge that you faced that, you know, like a result you wanted that you were shot down?" She goes, "Yes." She said, "I wanted to make the backs of those seats a nice arch, a nice curve. So they were like big chairs with arch." They said, "Under no circumstance could I do that, because it would interfere with people being able to leave the plane if it burst into flames." So I said, "I guess that kind of squashed that idea." She said, "Yes, people can't die in the plane." I was like, okay. So that was kind of a lively conversation. But it was really amazing to get to meet someone like that, who, once again, who's a designer and whose passion creates the kinds of things that influence the environments we live our lives in. And yet, she's a person. She's just like, you know, she's like anybody else. And, you know, she has the same disappointments and the same kind of absurdities that you know, befall her as that happened to us. And I was very, very glad to meet her. She, you know, I'd always loved what she did, and you never in a million years dream that you're ever going to be face to face with someone like that in a room with two other people, you know, having a cocktail. It was really, really special, and I felt so fortunate to have been able to do something like that because of this place that I worked.